Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. Pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus.
Hello and good morning. May you be blessed on this Tuesday. My name is Kim Lang, and I'm here in the studio with my husband, Reed Lang.
Hello.
Together we pastor Water Ministries. We're located on 3rd Road in Dresden, Missouri. If you'd like more information, call 660-343-3650. Well, our theme this week is New Life in Christ. This morning, Pastor Reed will be sharing the message and the scripture passages found in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
May God bless the reading of his word. Thank you, Kim. Well, we need to explain a few things, Kim. First of all, the person speaking is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
That's right.
The incarnate, God incarnate. God sent his son from heaven. And he was born of the Virgin Mary, and he became God in flesh. He became 100% man and 100% flesh. So that's who's speaking these words. He said, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your souls, is what we're hearing here. He says, take my yoke upon you. Now, first of all, we don't use that sort of thing. Right now we have tractors. We don't have animals pulling plows anymore. But what happened was in the ancient times, I need to explain what a yoke is physically and historically, and then I have to explain what it is metaphorically or figuratively. What would happen is you'd have two animals or one animal, and they would be together with a yoke. There would be a wooden yoke that would attach to two animals, and that would help the two animals pull together. So when Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, the symbolism there is that one part of the yoke would go on his neck and the other part would go on your neck. You're pulling together as a team. It symbolizes teamwork and working together. Also, there's a partnership there where the two animals, one couldn't go ahead of the other. They had to work equally. Even though one might be stronger, the stronger had to pull back for the weaker so that they could pull the plow as a team. So Jesus, by the way, was a carpenter, and he lived in Nazareth, which was in the Valley of Megiddo, which is actually one of the most fertile places in all of the Middle East. That little area, that's also, by the way, where the Battle of Armageddon will be. The forces of Armageddon will get there. That's the mountain of Megiddo, or Har Megiddo in Hebrew, or Armageddon in Greek, is right there on the other side of the valley. Anyone who's been to Israel and stood on the mountains of Nazareth can see Megiddo from there.
They
can
see. We were blessed to go ourselves. And
yeah, we
see
were
it
blessed, and it's. I'm actually referring to the mental
right
image.
Now, head,
yeah. So the thing was Nazareth was right by a lush farming community. So Jesus, being a carpenter, would have made literally yokes out of wood for farm animals. So just to summarize the picture, what they did was they were either pulling a a wagon or a plow, they would put this yoke on the animals so that they could use two animals to pull the plow. So that's the historical plow, or I don't mean plow, I mean yoke. I misspoke. But what the Jewish people did was they talked about a yoke as terms of putting on the burden of a teaching. In other words, back then you didn't necessarily have schools per se. I mean, you would have a teacher and then a group of students would gather around the teacher. It wouldn't be like you go to this university or you go to that university. You would actually learn from a teacher and be his disciple. So the yoke became a symbol of discipleship. You would take on the yoke of the teacher that you were under. Now, the Pharisees had a whole school of teaching, and so they had a yoke that people would take upon themselves, or the responsibility of becoming a disciple. But the Pharisaical way of looking at things was very, very difficult. There's 613 rules. 300 would have been a mercy, but they had 613 little rules. You have to wash your hands this way. You can't eat this. You have to eat this. You can't walk this far on Saturday. You can't, you know, they had all these rules. And it became a drag. It became a burden. Not only did you have God's laws, which, you know, are good and holy, but they would add more laws to even what God wanted you to do. So they made it, they just increased the burden. It was hard enough to try and be a good person according to God's word, but then they added all these little nitpicky rules too. You have to wash your hands, do this way. You can't go here. You have to go there. And I think people find that when they try and find religion by rule keeping, it is burdensome and heartbreaking. Don't do this, do this. And especially when they try and put that on other people. No, right. No, you can't do that.
Right.
So the thing is Jesus said, my yoke is easy. These people, the religious people of Jesus' day, the Pharisees, were pretty much the church of that day, the way they were taught in Israel. Jesus says, I'm not like that. I'm not going to shove a bunch of burdensome rules on you. What I'm going to do is give you rest. You're burdened with all these regulations, but if you follow me, it's going to be easy. Now, why is it easy? Because when we take on the yoke with Jesus, he's the other partner. He's carrying the load with us. See what I'm saying? And also, the theme this week is new life in Christ. We've already explained in previous messages earlier that new life in Christ means that the Holy Spirit comes within you. You become literally a new person, a new creature. It says in the Bible, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature.
The old is past.
So God is literally, not only is God bearing the load with you as a fellow partner with one part of the yoke on his shoulders and part of the yoke on your shoulders, he's not only helping you carry the load, but the Holy Spirit is within you helping you. Now, I don't want the audience to misunderstand me. I'm not saying obeying rules is bad.
Right.
It's good to obey rules, and rules almost always have some sort of purpose.
We need boundaries.
We need rules. But what I'm saying is when people did the rules in their own strength, it became burdensome. But when God comes inside us through the Holy Spirit, he works in us so that we naturally obey the rules without even thinking about it. It becomes second nature. God sanctifies us is what the religious term is.
That's right.
Well, Kim, we're running out of time, so I do want to say, though, taking Jesus' yoke upon us gives us rest from religion, which is rule-keeping, gives us rest from guilt because he takes away our sins and the guilt and penalty of the sins, and also it gives us rest in eternity. We don't have to be afraid of death anymore.
Amen.
All sorts of rest that's given us in Christ.
This has been Pastor Reed and Pastor Kim from Dresden, Missouri, and Water Ministries, and we'll talk with you tomorrow.
God bless you.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road,
Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.